Oh, I guess we are.
Hey, we live. Hey, what's up? I'm hungry. I just got off of work, and what should I eat?
First, you need 2 teaspoons of rosemary. You need some mashed potatoes. You need a nice steak, and you need to top it off with the badoo-doo!
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, friends. Hi. But seriously, what the fuck do I eat?
Welcome to another episode of True Story, Bro. We are here once again. Everybody's taking their sweet time to get there, but they'll be here before you know it. And
being
that our boy Roundhouse has started it up, we are definitely talking about the ultimate fast food tier list. But he ain't getting no fast food. He about to go make himself something to eat. Ain't that right? Nah. You don't got the urge?
Nah, nigga.
To make yourself some grub?
Nah, I want food, and I want it in as much fast time I can get it, because me going to make something right now ain't happening, so.
Damn, this motherfucker on the J.G. Wentworth of food.
So, what should I get?
This man needs fast food immediately and needs it now.
Should I get Sonic?
Yeah, go do whatever the fuck you want. Let's see how it's prerogative, Bobby Brown. You can do what you want to do.
I'm thinking, yeah, Sonic. I haven't had Sonic in a minute.
There you go. It's a no-brainer.
No problem.
No problem. man, what the fuck are these niggas at?
I don't know. You know what? Definitely want pickles on my sandwich. Fuck all that.
That's right. Our boy was here earlier. It was the three of us. We were waiting for the two Chris's.
Yeah, the Chris's.
We got our boy Echo Negro looking like a freaking tater tot from Sonic that this man's about to order.
You so stupid. So
he said he's sorry. He's fixing his camera. What you should do is be fixing me something to eat. You fucking cooking bitch.
You me something to eat. I'm hungry. I'm the one that's starving here. Starving here.
All right, Marvin. Since you're starving, how about we get over to the fucking the list?
Well, he has the list. He popped the list up. Not yet. Okay.
He does not have the list. Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, well, while we're waiting, how's your day going?
Oh, pretty all right. Got a little tickle in my throat. Came out of nowhere. Freaking stupid ass weather. 1 minute is this, 1 minute is that. Can't make up his motherfucking mind.
Ah, I got you.
So I put some, drank some hot stuff, put some saline in my nose, blew out the Grand Canyon, and I'm feeling all right.
All right, when you got us go, you gotta get right back where you started from. Nothing's good. Hey, Liam, what's going on? What's going on?
Thanks, Liam, for stopping him from continuing.
Yeah. Well, we ain't talking about Christmas stories right now. We're talking about fast food and Egg Roll Ninja. Egg Roll Ninja. I like that one.
That's a good one. That'll go on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. But yeah, just looking for work, doing all that shit. Applied for a couple places. Movie studio, not too far from me, walking distance. I'll try to give him my resume. This dude made me do the freeze. Like red light, green light and shit. He's like, hey, hold it. I'm like, you're supposed to say green light. And he's like, nah, I was actually looking in there. Because I know it's a set. I can't walk on here and willy-nilly like I own a place yet. Mm. So I was like, all right, cool. So I gave him my resume. He's like, actually, let me give you a card of the guy who you need to be in touch with. And then I got his information, sent his stuff, and went from there. The only other thing I was doing today, which I'm going to be doing majority of the evening until the morn, is I'm going to be got an app courtesy of my boy Mirakuru. I was going to go get my comics appraised, but then he said you should just do it with this app yourself, so that way you can get the real benefits. Dun dun dun.
Ah, so Liam, it's fast food tier today. Yep, it is fast food tier today. And it is we're doing American tier, American fast food, right?
We're doing
right now it's just the American fast food. So yeah, or like North American fast food, I should say.
You heard it first. Yeah, you heard it here first. Our just tater tot leader, our tater tot leader is here.
Funny enough,
tater tot leader. That's nice, right. Thanks.
Funny enough, I'm getting chili cheese tots. So yeah.
Of course you are. You're ordering from Sonic, so it's only proud and proper.
Yeah, get their nasty ass fries.
Fries are disgusting.
I think we should start with Sonic since I'm ordering those bitches.
So, if without further ado, here's the list. So we got everything from S tier, which is probably like the the top tier, the best.
Mm-hmm.
Shit that we that, and we all gotta try to do this unanimously because it's gonna be weird if we don't. And then F is because it sucks. So yeah, we'll start with Sonic. Yeah, so what do you guys think about Sonic?
Being I'm ordering these motherfuckers, they can be actually
In chat, you can get into this too if you want to. So
yeah, we
want to know your ideas.
You know what's weird? What makes a good fast food spot is the fries, right? But Sonic's fries are terrible.
Correct.
But their tots are fucking amazing. So the burgers are great. The burgers are great. Their shakes are great. Their slushies are really good too. The breakfast food is good because you get it anytime. You know, got a factor in that.
You're a factor.
I gotta put Sonic at maybe a B or A tier. I think, you know what? I'll put Sonic at A tier.
Okay, A tier.
I would also
concur. About you, Sir Wednesday? Yeah?
I would also concur. It's A tier. It's not A-tier. Quite S, but it's good. It'll get the job done.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we're gonna move that.
Well, what about you?
I actually would make it A tier because, it's not the best shit out there. So, but it's just enough. Like, the fries is literally what brings it down to A tier for me.
That's true.
and there's certain, like, some of their burgers are okay. They're not the best. But, so we got that down for A tier. All right. So, next one that we have on the list is Arby's. They have no meat.
They do. It's just not the shit we looking for. I'll put them niggas under C.
This really? Guy just says Sonic the Hedgehog.
Arby's, their curly fries are on point. I ain't gonna front.
No, they're not. They're fucking basic as fucking shit.
I mean, their curly fries are better than fucking Chick-fil-A.
They have waffle fries at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, they have unseasoned waffle fries. Yeah, fuck
yeah. Yes, they do. Yeah, oh, wait, yeah, that's right. So make waffle. The only place that makes fucking waffle fries, and they suck. I mean,
you said C, Arby's. Yeah. You know what? I kind of agree.
I put Arby's in a D, but you know what? I'm a pussy.
Okay.
I'll put C.
Okay.
All right.
Because the sandwiches are like, they're nothing I would yearn for. If I happen to be buying Arby's, I'd fucking eat an Arby's. But other it's than one that, of those, not really.
It's one of those foods. Like, Arby's.
Arby's. All right. I don't really count this as a fast food, but okay, I guess. Auntie Anne's.
I mean, it's quick stuff. Small
food. No.
I'll take it.
He said no.
That goes under C. Because I'd go to a Cinnabon before I go to a fucking Auntie Anne's. Even though I passed one today, I was thinking about getting a Cinnabon. Those little freaking pretzel bites with cinnamon on it. But I was like, you know what? Nah. So that's, I'll put that on to C.
What about you, Reynolds?
It's mall food for me. I'm sorry. It's definitely a D for me.
A D? Oh, shit. Okay, you know what? I got, But see, they got some really good fucking pretzels, though. So yeah, I don't want to put it. Of course, I don't want to put it as a. No, I don't want to put it as a D because I mean, technically, it is fast food.
But it's mall and fast food. Like
that doesn't matter. Fast food is fast food, bro.
What the fuck are you talking about? What does geography have to deal with this shit?
That's absolutely what I'm saying.
All right, I'm still saying D.
I'll go with C. So
yeah, I'm going to see.
You know, majority rules.
Yeah.
I'm going to see. This nigga thought we were playing Street Fighter. He's like Japan with the fucking.
Okay, so all right, so now Buffalo Wild Wings.
B.
Would you guys even count this as fast food, though?
Well, you still got to sit down and everything, so I still count it as B. I put B.
I want to put it at C because I've been to different restaurants. And different restaurants do certain things, but I'll be a good motherfucker today. I'll put it at B.
Okay, hold up though. I want to ask this question because it's not up here.
Okay.
It's go not ahead. Up here, but
don't run ahead yet. No.
We're saying here. Would you eat at Buffalo Wild Wings or Wingstop?
Buffalo Wild Wings because I get more
Wild
wings.
Ooh, okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay,
because Wingstop is basically what they said. They give you some wings and then they stop because they fucking hit you with some bullshit. They're overpriced.
Yeah. Really? You say Wingstop is overpriced?
Wingstop is stupid overpriced,
okay.
Bro.
Okay. What tier would you? Okay, just because they're not listed, but where would you put Wingstop?
I'll put Wingstop on this list.
Buffalo Wild Wings, obviously, right?
Wingstop at a D.
Oof.
I put Wingstop at an E. Fuck all that.
Ooh.
That's an E for everyone. Fuck out of here.
Okay. All right, but
okay.
So what did you say for Roundhouse for Buffalo Wild Wings?
I like Buffalo Wild Wings, and the few times that we have went, I'm putting it at. And they can get beer too. Yeah, I'm putting it at S tier, bro.
Really?
S tier? I think he's doing that because of the alcohol.
They have unlimited fries. They have unlimited fries.
Their fries suck.
They're not bad.
They're okay.
They're not bad.
They're giving you Sonic fries.
They're soggy as shit, though.
Then you'd be asking the raw.
Unless you get the garlic. The garlic parmesan one?
Okay. All right. The flavored fries. Yes. Okay. But before they started giving those, like, the extra, like, the flavor, like, the garlic parmesan and all that other shit, I remember when they were just giving, like, the regular fries, and they're just like, meh. I'll put it at a B.
I'll put it at a B as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
This motherfucker said S tier, like, goddamn, nigga, you had
to. It ain't that great, yo.
This man.
Alcohol.
Next is Baja Fresh.
Baja Fresh ain't nothing but a fancy fucking
C.
That would be like a I'll say a C. It ain't nothing but a fancy Taco Bell. Fuck out of here.
Yeah,
it is a fancy Taco Bell. So C, definitely. All right, so it looks like C's taking over so far. I know. All right, so let's see what else we got. Baskin Robbins, Ant-Man's favorite place to work.
Is Carvel's up there? Because Carvel will probably be.
Bro, just answer the question.
Yeah. Stop deviating from the source.
Baskin Robbins.
We'll get to it if it's here. I didn't make the list, so.
I'm an A for Baskin.
A for Baskin? Fuck you. D for Baskin, sir.
Wow. Why?
No, you know.
Because they had 31 flavors. Good. Guess what? You get like 5 if you're lucky. Fuck out of here.
I will Derek kind King of.
Over Baskin Robbins. Fuck out of here.
I will. All right. I'd say C, but the thing is, the only reason why I would put C is because their ice cream is really good, and they, but the thing is, I probably might have to drop them to a D because they don't do what DQ do.
Damn right they don't.
DQ does hot food and desserts, bro.
And the shit is fire.
But hold up, but they're doing just ice cream, though.
I know, but that's the point. That's what I'm trying to make. The ice cream game is on point. I'm not doubting that. But then at the same time, Sir Wednesday kind of has a point. They say 31 flavors, but you're not getting all 31 depending on where you go.
Oh, true. You know what? That's a
definite. I've only been to one Baskin Robbins that had all 31 flavors. And that was in Florida.
Okay. Okay, if that's the case, then that's a D. Then they don't
fuck up my phone
because
D for dick move. Next one is Bojangles.
B,
a southern.
Never
really?
Had it. I'm indifferent. Bro. Never had it.
This is bro, B.
Bo,
it's a B.
I have to say an A, bro.
Oh, really? Is that good?
Yeah. Their sandwiches, especially the chicken sandwiches, are on
point. The chicken sandwich, that's what I'm saying. I would say B, right? I'm just saying B because the sandwich.
Yeah, let me know your B. Let me know why you say B.
Would you consider them as fast food?
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
actually.
They are.
Okay.
Yeah. They're designed just like McDonald's, Burger King, and all that other place.
The sandwiches are good, and depending on where you go, you'll have like a good time with like a lot of the food. So it really depends on which one you go to.
Okay.
That's why it's a B.
You say B? All right. You know what? I'm going to rock, paper, scissors you. I say A, you say B. Okay. Ready?
One.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ah, got me. Okay. All right. So B. All right.
We'll I love how your niggas actually did that. Just know that what I witnessed.
Baskin Robbins.
Boston Market.
Oh, I said Baskin Robbins. Yeah, Boston Market. Because I'm looking at Baskin Robbins.
You want ice cream, don't you?
I really do. And I normally don't, so I'm craving ice cream right now. So, Boston Market, Rotisserie Kitchen.
Put
that as a C.
Over the years, like when it first started, yeah, I would say. Like when it first started, it's a definite fucking A. But over years, it's a definite C.
The only thing I'll give it is a motherfucker got that cornbread, and that cornbread be fire. So.
Yo, I ain't gonna fry that cornbread is fucking fry.
It's quite possibly the only chicken place that doesn't feel like I'm choking on my own spit. Or lack thereof, I should say, because every other chicken place. Their biscuits are dry as hell. Not as dry as
we'll get to Popeyes.
I know we're getting to them. All right. Oh, you son of a bitch, get on, motherfucker.
Word up.
My cornbread better.
You gonna eat your cornbread?
Get your ass on.
Yeah, for real.
Anyway, all right, so we gonna no, he shouldn't be. Really? I don't know.
This motherfucker right here didn't think he was going to be working either.
Unless he took it. Oh, he is. I guess so. All right. Whatever. All right. So C, you said, right?
Yeah. Just because the C is just because.
The C is for cornbread.
Because the chicken is great. The chicken is great.
Chicken hasn't been as what it used to be. But yeah.
Right, but that's a lot of different places, right? Like,
I mean, I think they're the only place that doesn't do crispy chicken.
Right, exactly. It's still good. I've had it recently. It's still great. Their stuffing, maybe mine ain't that great. The one near me ain't that great. But from previous ones I've had it, it's really good. Sweet potato and marshmallows.
Oh, that's fucking overrated.
I don't like their mac and cheese.
I don't like their mac and cheese anymore. It used to be good.
You couldn't even say mac and cheese. That's how disgusted you are.
I hate exactly. That. It's watery as hell.
It's not good.
It's not cheese.
It never was that bad.
No, it's. I was just going to say that. It's not cheese soup, but it's watery.
Yeah, it was never that bad before.
All right. So, one of the Wow! Stop it. Stop.
Nope.
Burger King.
F.
Why is it an F? Why is it an F to you?
One. It's a D.
Who cares, motherfucker? Shut up.
Okay, seriously? Reason why it's an F. I'll give you the flat out reason why it's an F.
And you can't use your one next to you as a...
No. I'm gonna give you a full explanation.
Go for it.
Go ahead. Reason
why we know. Burger King is...
Burger King explained.
The reason why Burger King is an F is because... Through the game, like the fast food world, they supposed to be Burger King, the doing flame grill, you know, right? How is it that Hardee's, Carl's Jr. is doing it better than you? They are F. Like they are say. Okay, here's another reason. They say you want a double cheeseburger from them. They give you two patties, one cheese.
This motherfucker with the cheese again.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Double cheese. They give you one cheese. And it's like, what do you do?
This nigga can't hold this chicken, but he argued about fucking slices of cheese. But fuck out of here, Kraft.
even he said it's an F. Like, even Chris said it was an F. It's an F, bro. Like, it's just.
I'll give it an E. I wouldn't put it all the way down.
Oh no, it's F, F.
Because I know of one place that still does the flame.
Their fries are not bad.
They're not bad, but they're not. You know what? The fries were great. 2003 and up.
Yes.
They had the fucking fries, and
they were
delicious.
Using real Idaho potatoes, and
then they fucking just said, "You know what? Fuck all that.
They don't do flame grills anymore."
There's one place that still does it. It's right over in Caldwell, and I went to it by accident, and I'm like, yo, this tastes like back in the day. Oh, yeah, we still flame grill our burgers. I'm like, yo.
But one place, but here's the thing. That's, they're supposed to be the flame grill. They're supposed to be Burger King flame grill. They don't flame grill no more. They on that McDonald's shit. They put that shit in a little heat microwave thing, and then that's it. All
right, so nickname says, so nickname says F.
I'm an F.
I'll put an E. I'm not that heartless.
I'm an F. I'm heartless.
We know that, sir.
You know what's funny? There's one reason. There's only one reason why I would say D, but I would never put it on a D. Is their Impossible Burger is actually not bad.
Yeah, but Impossible Burgers is designed to be not bad.
Exactly.
No, they're not.
No.
You know how many
really
people
are.
Have made it and it's shitty?
Nuggets are definitely trash. Hard as fuck.
Their new nuggets are garbage fire.
Oh, yeah. Their new nuggets is dummy. Stupid.
Put it in F, yo. Log it off.
He said log off.
They are F. Listen, even he said they changed their ingredients.
Their new nuggets
the fries
are horrible.
Used to be amazing. The tenders were fire.
They still are.
The flame grill is not available. It's artificial smoke. It's an F.
Because niggas aren't ready for it. Oh. All
right, wait. All right, so we got. I mean, to be honest, I'm not even a fan of Burger King, because my fiance is a fan of Burger King. I really don't like him, so I'm gonna be heartless. I'm gonna say F.
Damn, y'all some cold blooded niggas.
All right,
back to Hell's Kitchen where it's safe. Y'all niggas is off the hook.
All right, so we got California Pizza Kitchen.
I count that
as a restaurant, fast food joint.
I guess the only reason why they did it because it is a chain, so technically I guess it's fast food.
Yeah, because this is fast food chain list, but
they're
D.
They're D.
They're overpriced, but at least they're delicious.
They're easy D.
Their pizza is not bad, but they are an easy D.
They're a real easy D.
Carl's
S-tier.
Oh, that's S-tier.
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 S-tier. S-tier. That S-tier.
Okay. I'll explain why it's S-tier. Starting with, whoa, 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 wait, wait, wait one at a time, starting with soap, please.
That's right. Before I was rudely interrupted by this blueberry gentleman right here. yes, basically Hardee's or Carl's Jr., whatever it's called, is basically what Burger King used to be back in the day. The burgers are delightful. Their fries, tots, whatever you want to get are always good, and their drinks always hit the spot.
We got a new challenger.
We were lucky enough to have one over in North Bergen, right where our boy Redbeard was from. And we used to go there a couple of times, and it was always delightful until the day that we tried to take Man Has No Nickname. But then they killed it, and they opened it for a week, killed it again, and now it's a Chipotle, which whatever – nobody fucking needs another Chipotle. Bring back Carl's Jr. That's my fucking rant, and I'll prove this message.
I think there's a Carl's Jr. like in Edison or New Brunswick or something like that.
No, I checked.
Yeah,
trust me, we would have known.
Yeah, we would have known.
Okay. Oh no, okay.
And I would have went there.
Yeah, that's right. No, for real. Would have went there. No, but I agree. I've had this stuff before over here in the East Coast and in the West Coast, and God damn. I have to agree with Man Has No Nickname when he says this. Mm. That fucking chicken everything is just fire.
Everything they had was on point.
Bro, the flame grill burgers. And I shall return. You see them cooking it.
Right.
Like you see them cooking it. I'm sorry. I just there's no way around it. It's like Burger King. This is what you're supposed to be doing. Y'all supposed to be the king. Y'all ain't the king.
The king.
Junior. Y'all are below that.
You're the jester. Burger jester.
You see these motherfuckers cooking the burger. Flame grilled. Who you are? Nigga.
Oh shit.
I can't stress this enough. I'm like,
Listen,
the first time I had Carl's Jr., I said, what the fuck is this shit? Like, ain't that West Coast shit? He's like, yeah. I was like, let's go, let's try this shit. First thing he said, yo, you gotta get the breakfast burger. Cause you know I'm fucking love some breakfast.
Yeah, bro. Because he likes eggs on his burgers.
And I was like, bro, he's like, nah, you gotta try it. I was like, he gave me a bite. I was like, yo, this shit's fire. What the fuck? I said, let me go with the chicken sandwich. Nigga.
Yes. I agree.
And I said, okay, nigga, they do flame grill? I was like, yeah, he's like, yeah. I was like, yo, I gotta get a flame grill burger. I was like, let me get that flame grill double. Nigga, I nearly had an orgasm just thinking about that shit.
All right.
I taste the burnt, you know, the grill, and I was like, nigga.
All right, Black Caesar, I hear you like Carl's Jr.'s too. Tell us about your fantasy with them.
Actually, to be honest with you, brother, I haven't had the pleasure, which is a sin in the
Yeah,
I mean, I've heard fantasies and I've heard stories. And they all sound intriguing, but I need to experience it myself so I can, like, join
y'all. You do, and we will.
We will.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I was getting hyped on when we went to North Bergen. It's like, are they open? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's all good, though. It's all good.
For the moment, we're going to take a little break because I want to let people know to make sure you go to our merch store, which is right here on the bottom. I'm wearing one of our shirts. As you can see, you can have my face or any of these other motherfuckers' faces on there. And we got stuff. We got mugs. We got water jugs. We got stickers. We got all types of cool shit. Just go right there. It's a great way to support us. And definitely also go to drinkwildbills.com where you can get all types of drinks there, especially they still got their summer stuff, which is amazing. They got that Rocket Pop, which is fantastic. It's like that red, white, and blue popsicle that you used to get all the time.
Ooh, I love that shit.
It's so fucking good. It's so good. And they finally got a cola, which is amazing. Tastes so different than... What'd you say?
They bring back any tea?
Not yet. But I'm sure they're thinking about bringing it back. They had a little snafu with the other company that was helping them make it. Hopefully they bring it back.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
you can also get all types of other miscellaneous things. They have beef jerky. They have the hot sauces there. And they also have like these root beer. They're not mints, but they're like root beer candies. They also have reusable straws, all that good stuff. You can get them at drinkwildbills.com. Put in the code TrueStoryBro. Get yourselves 10%, not 5, like this thing on the bottom that you see here on the other side. It is 10%. 10% off, guys, on any purchase that you get on that. Okay, so going back. Checkers! Slash Raleigh's, because it's Checkers and it's Raleigh's in like the Midwest, and it's Checkers over here.
You know what?
I fucking say S tier, bro.
Why?
Number one is their fucking fries, bro.
There it is. Yes, the fries are epic.
Oh, here's the guy right here that talks about it.
No bull, just bells. Anyway. but yeah.
Checkers slash Raleigh's.
Yeah, that's S tier, definitely. Because if it's they got the fries across your eyes. They got the shakes that give you quakes.
They got the burgers. Shit, they just got burgers. Yes, that is fucking S tier. I have no problems with anything that they do. And they're affordable. They do those deals.
Yes, they are.
Every those deals help out a lot. They do those deals so good. They what they got there like the two for five or something like they're that, the and then original, like three shit, for six.
Shit went up. It's five, like you know that, two right? for 65. Yeah, they usually
they're the original. It wasn't like because Checkers were the original ones who were doing 2 for 5, 2 for 6, 2 for 3 for 10. They're the originators of it until the other motherfuckers because people stopped going to them. People stopped going to them. Everybody started going to Checkers because they had better deals. Now every other place will start doing, like McDonald's started doing 2 for 5, 2 for 2, you know, 2 for 2. They had their little the $3 menu and shit like that. But if it wasn't for Checkers, the rest of these places wouldn't be no 2 for 5. So
I mean, you're right.
And they were the first people who actually had 2 drive-thrus that make sense. Word! But now, they don't.
I know.
Because now one is delivery.
Which one? And
they can deliver these nuts into their mouths. No, on the
line. I'm talking to us.
No.
The one here is trash, but Checkers and Raleigh's is fuego.
He's right. The one over here on Communipod is trash.
Is it?
Because you either get good or you get garbage. There's no in between.
Yeah.
You mean the one? You mean the one that I took you one time when I dropped you off?
Yeah. It's like Project Heat. You either get hot or you get nothing.
I got you. luckily, that one night we got hot everything, so that was good.
I'm still wondering why they closed that one over near you, Echo.
Oh, because they turned it into a fucking
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, but that one was a nice spot though.
I know, but it was making bank. I don't know why they did it, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's because they're open till 4 in the morning and they weren't trying to have that in Union County.
Yeah. Oh, God. Because remember, Checkers is one of the other than what he said, dry ass.
Oh, you're talking about the one near him. Yeah. You're talking about the one.
Yeah, he's not even lying. Because one time I added for a chicken bite box, I got some rocks and a couple of sticks. And it
was sir, Wizard, do you remember what time we were leaving we went to that Checkers and I bit into one of the chicken bites and was oil just came out?
Yeah, it burned it inside your mouth.
I was like, ah!
That means they took it right out of the goddamn fryer.
No, that chicken had nothing but oil in it. Nothing in that shit. No meat.
All right, so but we made that S tier. All right. So before I get to the next one, taking the politicalness out of it, I still don't like it because their food sucks.
It's a B.
Really?
And that's being nice.
A B is too nice for me anyway.
Yeah, because it's basically the third tier. I'll give them a B.
See, okay. So
the only thing they're missing is breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, their milkshakes are not bad.
Eh.
Now, I said not bad because I had their Oreo one time. It wasn't bad. Their fries, how could you be the only ones to do waffle fries and fuck it up?
Depends on which one you go to.
Fuck that. I've been to before I met my fiance, I've been to like at least like 20 of them motherfuckers, and the fries were shitty all the time.
Yeah. This nigga didn't take me to one. What an asshole.
everybody always raves over this fucking sauce that I can't understand.
What, Thousand Island sauce? Like, what the fuck?
Now, it's not Thousand Island sauce, only because I did find a copycat recipe on Pinterest, and I made it myself.
That you follow
Joshua Weissman.
Yes.
He made one, and he said, he even said it himself, too. He was like, I can make this shit. He was like, I don't see what the... He was like, the people only go there for the sauce. He was like, everything, chicken's dry, burger looks like this. Sauce. But majority of the people, they go nuts over this fucking sauce. And there's nothing crazy about it.
That's because they don't season their fucking food, and the sauce is the only thing that gives them the seasoning.
Okay, I got a question.
Thank you!
I have one question, though.
Take all the questions you like.
No. If they don't season their chicken... Why do black people like it?
Because of the sauce.
There's only one sandwich that they season.
Okay, so they have two sauces. They got their house sauce, and then they got this Polynesian sauce that they have.
That's not bad.
Both of them love those sauces. People just love those sauces to fucking death. But the thing is, they can be replicated, and you can also, what they can do actually is season their fucking meat, and you won't have to hide everything behind a sauce.
But that's the magic of it, though, right there, right? The dry ass chicken.
Yeah, well,
but you know what? But you know what? This is one of the many chains that, hate to say it, but they season it for white people next to fucking Chapel D, aka, because it ain't Chipotle, because they ain't no fucking seasoning that bitch. It's Chapelty.
Yeah, we'll get to that after this one. So, me personally,
Cordoba for life, nigga.
I'm with you on that one. Me personally, though, I'll put Chick-fil-A at a D. That's just me. You guys want to put it at B? That's fine.
No, I'll put it at C.
I'll give that shit a D. I don't see what all the loves.
Okay, so two on D, one on C.
Yeah, I'd give it a C.
Who's on first?
Okay, so now you got two for two. Man has no nickname. What about you?
You tiebreaker.
Chick-fil-A.
I put it at a C.
Well, now, why would you put it at C? I'm just asking questions. That's all.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's.
Yeah. Looks like majority rules then.
C.
Okay. All right. See.
It's Chick-fil-A. See.
Yeah.
See.
And again, I'm not beating on it because of their other shit. I'm beating on them because, okay.
They ain't got no seasoning.
They got no seasoning. It fucks with me so bad. And you're right. You're right, Al, when you say, how come black people like it? It's because the fucking sauce hides everything.
There's only one sandwich that doesn't need seasoning, and that's the chicken sandwich. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny? Didn't they do this shit where they're all like, oh, yeah, you know, we're just known for our chicken sandwiches. Then they try to do burgers. And they're like, why?
Why did they try to do burgers?
There was one time where they tried to do burgers. Mm. And then it was like a limited time thing. And people were like, why you do that? Mm. You're known as Chick-fil-A.
Just to try. They just wanted to see how their
favorite. Well, it sucked. And they never did it again.
That's well, just the way it is.
All right.
So, Chipotle or Chapel.
Okay, so
mean Chipotle.
I don't mind Chipotle.
Or as my fiance says, Chipotle.
I don't, I don't mind it.
I love you. If you're watching this.
I don't mind it. I would give it at least a B, possibly.
I give it a B.
I give it a B.
D for me.
I give only... Okay, so the
why,
only reason...
Wait, why a D?
Yeah. You know what? Why a D?
It gets a D because Kadova for life, nigga.
He said overhyped E. Yeah. Wow.
He's correct. He's correct.
You know what?
You know what? I'm going to change mine.
I'll change my mind too. I give it an E as well. You know why? Because they be fucking jipping me on the goddamn rice. Fuck them.
What are you talking about? They overstuffed the rice. Don't. And guess what? The rice ain't they got give no me fucking one spoon.
Whoa. What Chipotle you be going to, Sir Wednesday? Because I don't ever any see them like overstuffed you with rice. They give you like a scoop of rice, maybe one two, scoop. and it's like just a bed layer, and that's it. Yep. And they give you a scoop of everything else, and then you have to pay almost like double, like half the amount that you paid for the dish. Like another $5-6 just to get a fucking double meat?
Bruh, that's because guacamole and bad Chipotle though, gives motherfuckers fast for level fucking student aid. It's never enough of what you need. It's just fucking enough to get you going.
Shit. Baby spoon. One baby spoon of meat. Little ass burrito scoop.
For real. He's
mad
right,
extra.
Like I said, fast for right, level though. You're fucking student.
Bro, no. I'd rather
give... It depends on what you get from Taco Bell.
Personally, there's certain things with Taco Bell that I like.
Chalupas.
But there's certain things about Chipotle that I like, too.
What?
Discounting the fact of their... Okay, so number one, their guacamole is really good.
Yeah, I agree.
Ah, fuck with
their
that.
Their guacamole is really good. Second, their barbacoa is shit. It tastes like laundry.
I can't eat that corn. I will never eat that corn.
Next thing you know, you're gonna say you get fucking ribs from the Chicken Shack.
their carnitas is not bad. It's not great. It's not good. It's not good. It's okay. So I guess I'll give it a D.
The pinto beans is fucking disgusting.
I bought a burrito for $16.
For real though,
that's and it was yeah, wow. Real,
honestly, yeah.
Make me change my mind.
I'm saying E.
Yeah, I'm gonna say E.
All right, majority. What about you, sir? Black Caesar.
For Chipotle,
yes, sir.
You know what? I think I'd probably give it maybe a C.
Okay. you know what? E. Who said D? Did someone say D or E?
Nah, we said E, bro.
Everybody said E. Wait, no. One of you said D or C. One of you.
I said D.
You said D. I'm gonna put D as well.
It's okay, because these niggas is E for everyone. It's over. For
all right,
niggas.
So D wins. All right. What the fuck is Chuck E. Cheese doing here, yo?
Yeah, yo, I guess. No.
S level tier.
What a...
Bro, that's like... I know you are, because... I mean, I would disagree with this when I say this, and you won't, though, because you love their fucking pizza, Costco. I don't understand how that pizza is good. But
oh, because it's because two slices will put you in a coma like you never believe.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, their pizza is not S tier. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. Costco?
No, not Costco. He's talking about fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay, never mind. That's different. You said Costco. I'll be like, yeah, nigga. I'll take two slices and I'll be right off this podcast right now.
nah, Chuck E. Cheese. I'll put an F because it's not fast food. I wouldn't even put this in category. It's F because it's not a fast food.
Put it as an E.
I'm not gonna put it F. Fuck that, yo. Church's chicken.
D.
Why?
Never had it.
Never D. had it.
Why?
It's what you would think. Okay, so maybe C. Maybe C. Church's chicken.
Why? Don't change it.
No, okay, so Church's chicken is.
Because I've had Church's.
Is, I'll tell you right now, Church's is better than. Yeah.
E-dry chicken.
But it's not as tasty as KFC.
I mean, KFC is nothing but spices and fat.
Pretty much.
It's crispy, though. That's what that's the thing about Church's. It's crispy.
It is crispy.
Is that their slogan? It's crispy, though.
The crisp saves it from being an F. True. I mean, he has a point. He has a point.
True.
That's true.
An E.
All right, I'll give it an E. All right, we'll give it an E. I do have to agree with that, though. That KFC does taste better, but they're crispy.
Yeah.
Church's is crispy.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you asked for special extra crispy. You don't ask for the original recipe.
You mean burnt?
You do it. No. You ask for the regular for the spices, but you get extra crispy.
I don't even eat KFC anymore because they're just nothing but fat and spices.
I fucking don't eat KFC anymore because those niggas got rid of the potato wedges.
You're right.
Original recipe. Right. Fries,
right. Fuck my them. Dick. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Can we just go to KFC and
no.
here right
I'm
now?
Can we no, we'll get there in a moment.
No, toss those niggas to F. Fuck them.
Nah, you're right. Because they got rid of the potato wedges, so fuck them. So fuck them. All right, so Senate Cinnabon.
A? Hey.
Yeah, hey, damn right. Because Auntie Anne's is on C for a reason because Cinnabon exists. Absolutely. Go for it.
I'll put Cinnabon in that S, but that's just me. Ooh. They are really, really fucking good. That's good. Diabetes in a fucking fast food joint right there,
box.
Bro.
It's true.
Diabetes in a true. Box, but I'll take it because it's so good.
Yeah. I still eat it as long as I can eat it early.
So I'm putting it at S tier. What about you guys?
I'll put it at, you know what? I could do S.
I'll do S.
I'll do S.
Damn well. Right.
I tell you, man, them swirls is exactly how your stomach is going to be after you have just one.
I mean, facsimile. You're right, but I don't care. Look at.
Oh, no, I don't give a fuck either. I'll hate myself, but I'll still do it again.
All right. Cold Stone.
Ooh, that's tier, bro.
No, C tier for me. Sorry.
Oh, what? Shit. Oh, shit.
What?
I need to hear this.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Because once you have Applegate Farms, Cold Stone is just a Cold Stone.
Applegate Farms. Wow. I've never had them.
Local, though.
Is there a Montclair?
Applegate Farms is slamming.
Applegate is only that's local, a good spot. That's
not that's no. Not they had more than one, but then they got rid of
but
it.
But where though?
But are they a chain though? Are they a chain?
Yeah, they're a chain.
So they're more. So there's more than one.
There was. Summit got rid of them, and they got a Cold Stone because they're stupid. They don't know the difference. The pedigree.
What the fuck is Applegate? Take me now. I mean, I'm with him. I want to go too. Since you're talking lots of shit about this, I need to know.
You saying Applegate?
We'll go on a journey.
Hold on. Because Applegate, and I'm going to look it up because if Applegate all is right, only local, don't count.
It's true. It needs to be a chain. It needs to be more than one.
It was more than one, and then
and it's gone, so it's not a chain no more. But
it was.
But it ain't no more now. And it ain't on this list.
Damn, that's true. Things change when the finance.
That is a local. That is a local ice cream spot. Cold Stone is.
I personally would like, since I haven't had Applegate yet, but I would love to go. I would want to put Cold Stone at S.
Definitely.
All right, put Cold Stone at S for sabotage the movie.
Now, I have no idea what this is. Cookout?
Cookout.
I don't. That's what it says right here. Cookout.
Like,
Every
so basically, it's everybody's own.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Me neither.
Same. It's like a bar. I'm guessing it's a barbecue joint. I don't know.
I guess it's black.
He said, "Nah, hey, the fuck? Do you know what this place is that we don't?"
Obviously, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
I'll be damned.
That's why he needed.
All right, okay, hold on. Really good cookout. If cookout's fire, then
cookout is fire. Hold on.
I'll have to agree with this.
Not cookout.
Cookout. That's a different kind of cooking, isn't it?
Yeah. Right.
Get a little bit of,
oh,
get a little bit of food,
okay, so
20 lines of coke.
Of course he's been there before. They're from North Carolina.
They're in Brooklyn, actually.
No, I know, but their headquarters in North Carolina. So he probably was down there when he was in North Carolina.
Yeah. Okay.
But fresh burgers, barbecue, hot dogs. Okay,
yeah,
so
I've never
been there, so I can't really give it any rating but E. I mean F, as in never been being there before. But Man Has No Nickname says it's A, definitely.
Well, let's go on his judgment, just give it an A.
Yeah, I'm gonna just do that.
That's fine. I'll do it. I ain't got no problem with it.
I'll do it.
Now, DQ.
S tier.
Yeah.
No question.
That's about right. Yeah, S-tier.
No.
Yeah.
Without question. That's right.
Without question.
S tier. The flurry themselves is S, makes it S tier.
You've never been to a Wakanda.
Del Taco. If you've ever been to the West Coast, you know about it.
I've been to Del Taco.
I would say
a good B.
Okay.
Reason why Del Taco gets a
B. Be right back.
I'll tell you why Del Taco gets a B. Because they're way better. Wow.
He said F. F.
I'm being nice. Saying,
shit.
The reason why I say Del Taco is a B is because you have actual home grade local taco spots, right? That restaurants there that do it way better.
Hmm.
I mean, I see what your point. First time I had it, I was in Arizona.
I had it in California. So.
And it was pretty damn good. Now, I do have to admit, later on that day, I went to a local Mexican joint and it was fire. And Del Taco was like a memory. Exactly. It was like whatever. But that's why I still say, I mean, to me, I feel that it's better than Taco Bell.
Slightly. Here's the thing too, the local spots are cheaper than Del Taco.
Local spots are always going to be.
Yeah.
Because you got to realize these are chains. Yeah. Those local spots, they want the people to come. So they're gonna make the prices affordable for people.
I give it a B.
Yeah, I'll change mine to B though. I guess. I know you never been Caesar, like you said.
Unfortunately,
this nigga says F. So
you went to California, had that shit. And he was like, "This is trash, motherfucker."
Holy shit!
I don't know.
It's a B.
All of us chose different ones though.
I'm saying B, so.
All right, fuck it, I just put B. I'm satisfied with a B than an F. Like, goddamn, yeah. Bro.
Fair enough.
Domino's Pizza.
Easy C or D? Not good.
Domino's Pizza is only good when you're drunk or high.
Yeah.
D?
Yeah.
D for Domino's.
Maybe. Or if it's just right around the corner.
Fuck that, bro. I will call an actual pizzeria before I even go around the corner to go to a Domino's.
That is cold.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on my laziness.
Yeah, for real. So D.
But otherwise, I would get another pizza than before.
And you know, what's a funny thing is Domino's. I remember Domino's doing that. They do the, what's that thing called? They do like the pasta and shit like that.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Yep.
Poppy Bowls.
Their cheese bread is not bad, though. I can fuck with that.
Is not bad. The sandwiches are actually...
Lava cake is burnt, and the cheese thing sometimes turns into a brick. Let's keep it real.
Sometimes. Yes, you do. If you don't eat it, like, right then and there. You're right. I'm still making it. I'm still just saying D, but...
Are good, yeah. But the sandwiches are good. Other than that, yeah.
Yeah, I put it at a D for Domino's.
That's stupid.
The Dunkin' Donuts. Put that at D2.
No, they had a C.
Dunkachino.
Dunkachino.
They got tots at Domino's?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah, they got tots. Yeah, they got tots.
Because everybody trying to get tots since fucking Sonic just took over with that shit.
Dunkin' Donuts? I don't know. I'd say D.
Mm. I mean, they all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
D for Duncan. Ah. All right, fuck it. Everybody beat me. I was going to say C.
D. There was a time it used to be a C, but true. Now it's a D.
Elevation Burger.
Never had it.
Passed it. I should have.
Where is it?
Really? So you've passed it.
Where is it?
Yeah. I could have sworn I saw one in Montclair.
Really?
I thought there was one.
Really?
He is correct. Montclair.
Yeah. Hmm. We should go and try it out then.
Okay, so it's a premium organic burger chain.
We should go try it.
Oh shit! That means it's
sounds garbage. Test. Shut your ass up.
Sounds garbage. You stupid. There's one in Yonkers. There's one in basically it's a bunch of them in New York.
Well, until any of us have it, I think we just skip it.
No, just I mean
nobody had it.
Cause but normally you can put shit like you can if you never had it, you can't skip it. So you have to put it somewhere. Like if you never had it, just put it at F. F doesn't mean it's terrible, it just means sometimes it can also mean you never had it.
All right, so put it at F. Had it.
F it is.
Five F Guys tier. Burgers and Fries.
Yo, their fries. Their fries are on some overload shit,
S-tier.
Man.
S-tier. If they're not S, they're A, but they're definitely... I'm sorry.
I would say A.
It depends. It's S if they're giving you bag fries. It's A if they're not giving you bag fries.
They give you bag fries. It's S-tier, bro.
The last couple of times...
I mean, honestly, 30 burgers is better, but that's just me.
No, 30 burgers is fucking slamming.
But 30 burgers ain't on here, so it's S-tier. Whatever.
We got two for S.
Yeah, I'll give it an S. Yeah.
Okay, so everybody give it an S. No problem. I ain't got a problem with that. They are fucking good as hell. Well, we already talked about Carl Jr.'s, so we don't have to talk about. Oh yeah, he right. He right about that.
The grilled cheese is really amazing.
That shit is good. Really good. That's heart attack in a fucking burger, bro. All right, so Hardee's. Yeah. It's going up to S.
Okay.
All right, In-N-Out Burger.
Okay.
That's an A. People would say S, but that's an A for me.
Burgers?
I wouldn't say
S. Fries are not good. The burgers, though, definitely an A tier.
The fries are only good when you get them animal style.
Eh.
Once again, why are we having a sauce?
Fuck out of here!
Oh, because we went there. What was it? Back in
20. I went there a few times too myself.
He went there in 2018 and didn't like that shit. He was like, "That was nasty."
I just went to it last year.
Yeah, fries. Yeah, it's not that great. And
fries are garbage. I do agree. They are garbage.
Animal style. Why are we saving food for fucking sauces? If your shit ain't right the first time, you can fuck out of here with that shit.
No, and I perfectly agree. That's why I'm not defending the fact that you should get them when they're animal style. No, I only say the fries are even half decent when you do animal style. But the thing is, again, like you said, you're covering it over sauce and grilled onions.
It's if that.
And you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that.
For me.
I'll put it for A.
Yeah.
It ain't no S.
It had to be an F for me, man. I've never been in or out of that burger. So, so therefore, it's going to have to be an F, as in I didn't F it.
Jack in the Box. I've been there. I've been
there, too.
I've never been. I'm ashamed
it's actually
to say.
Good. I heard definitely S tier. I'm sorry. That is S tier.
It is Mac sauce. You're absolutely right, man has no nickname. That animal style sauce is literally Mac sauce. It's Big Mac sauce with grilled onions. So wait, what you say, Redhouse?
He said nah. No S for Jack.
I say B.
Mm.
I give Jack a B.
Bet you do, you saucy minx.
Okay, B. I could deal with B, yeah.
So two on B. Okay. Fuck Jimmy John's. Anyway, Jimmy
expensive
John's.
Ass. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, everybody knows that Jimmy John's is the new Quiznos, so fuck them.
Trying to be.
Man, I kind of almost miss
Quiznos.
I miss
Quiznos too. But guess what? $9 sandwiches.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. So yeah, Jimmy John's, fuck them, bro. I'll put them at like an E.
E. Yep, definitely E.
E for everyone.
E for never.
E for everyone else but me. Krispy Kreme donuts.
S tier plus crack. Crack, yep. Crack, crack.
A tier. The donuts are overrated.
Not depends which one you go to.
D for that. D for diabetes.
You smell like bread for 3 days. The moment.
Real, you do, bro. Like, yo, it's.
When you take a bite.
It's like, yo, it's S tier. I'm sorry, Krispy Kreme is S fucking tier, bro.
We're by the fucking factory, so it's yeah, it's fucking A. I'm good.
I mean, yeah, this shit is crack, but at the same time, the only ones that are actually even good to me are just the glazed ones. I don't like the other ones.
You missing out, man.
You have to be in the mood for the jelly.
You yeah, really do not. Because no, I've had them all, bro. I've fucking had them all. And the thing is, like the glazed ones to me are the only ones that like give me that holy shit, I need to have another.
Definitely are the best.
The
you
Oreo...
do need to be in the mood for the gel. I feel that it's too much. The Oreo one.
The Oreo is delicious, man.
And I love Oreo, and I feel that it's too much.
The glaze. Oh, the birthday
glaze is
cake,
where it's at because it's their stuff. It's their staple. I think when they start adding too much shit on it, it's almost too much.
Take it away from
cake,
it. Yeah.
The cake batter one is fucking amazing, bro.
If it's too busy, it just takes away from it. I get it.
Yeah, because personally, to me, Krispy Kreme, when I first heard about it, Krispy Kreme, and all they kind of had was just the staple glaze and maybe like a cup. Two or three other things that were like simple. To me, Krispy Kreme is kind of like the simplistic version of like what In-N-Out is. How In-N-Out is simple, but see, Krispy Kreme is good though.
Right.
But then they wanted to raise the bar, which is fine because you have to do that to stay relevant in restaurants and in fast food. But to me, I can't speak for nobody else. When they do the extra toppings, it's just too much. But that's just me. I'll keep it at like an A.
Fast food, everything around me, cheese, get the money, dollar bill, y'all.
Brown House?
Yeah, I'm going with that.
Oh, I thought you were entering your secret code.
All right, yeah. So we good with A?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay.
Oh, fuck this place. I don't know. Little Caesars.
Oh, B.
Pizza.
Yeah, I'll tell you the B.
B. Easy B.
B?
Okay.
Easy B. Easy B. Okay.
Yes. Bring back the bacon crust.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, the bacon crust is on point.
Weren't they weren't they the original ones who did stuffed crust?
No, they weren't.
No.
No.
That was Pizza Hut, wasn't it?
It was Pizza. They were one of them, though. Pizza Hut and them did stuffed crust, but they had a cease and desist, and they stopped. Mm. And then the only reason why I know that, because I worked on the documentary. The
documentary, right.
Yeah. How they did them dirty. I'll let you know when it comes out.
Okay.
Long John Silver's.
Yeah, you got to be in the mood for it. So I say, yeah. When it, a B? Probably B.
C.
A D? B, you said?
C. I say
a B.
C. B as in boy. I'm a boy, Damon. Caesar. I'm a boy.
I'm afraid that's going to have to be an F.
Oh, you've never been to Long John Silver's?
Yeah, I know. I'm disappointing everybody tonight. Bruh. Yeah. I know. It's like, how you going to go to Red Lobster and not go to Long John Silver's?
That's like someone that's like someone saying they've never been to a Sizzler.
Oh, well, everybody been to the dance.
I haven't. I missed the Sizzler days.
What?
The Sizzler days passed me.
Bro.
You missed the breadsticks.
We can take a trip, right? We can take a trip like to Arizona, and I can take you to a Sizzler that still exists.
If you could take me to a fucking what's the name Ponderosa, we'd be good. Fuck that.
I can. It's in Ohio.
Fucking let's do it, baby.
Because I miss Ponderosa.
Oh my god, the Ponderosa! Damn. Yeah. Oh, I still cried.
All right, so Long John C. Silver's. I say C.
Yeah,
they do have some crispy ass fish though. I do like.
They're better. Really if you good. Fail on fish, that's a whole fucking gamble right there. How the fuck,
bro?
You fail on
fish? I mean, bro, that's like fucking Wingstop. They fail.
Even he says it's an easy C.
The thing is, they don't fail at Wingstop. They just don't deliver.
All right, so Long John Silver's is a C. All right, so the monopolizing McDonald's.
F.
B.
McDonald's. God damn.
I'm living it in this.
You can't give them an F.
B. Put them right next to fucking Burger King.
No way.
Nah.
Because their fries are actually still good.
I take that back.
Give them fries look great when
they first at the fryer, yes.
Yeah, you can't reheat that shit.
I don't like seafood, but that's what.
I remember I fucking didn't, what was it? I hadn't had fast food for like 3 years, and I said, let me get some fries from McDonald's. The niggas gave me refried fries. I wanted to go blow that building up.
I'm saying E, bro. They ain't going nowhere past D. They're E.
I do B.
What?
Now, why would you say E though? I want to know why.
One.
It's time for you to log off. Who are you saying that to?
Saying it to me.
Who else would you be saying it to?
Why would you say E, bro?
One.
They're not fucking horrendous. You must have a lot of bad experiences.
One. The burgers stale.
They've always been stale.
Yeah, they've always been stale. What are you talking about?
That makes it an E. Fuck all that. The fries, they refry the fries, which is...
Not all the time,
Not all the time. Some places. You just got to say no salt, and then that's good.
Fuck all that.
Yeah, if you say no salt, they'll fucking refry... They'll fucking fry new ones.
Excuses for this place.
I was going to say...
Their chicken sandwiches are not bad.
The what sandwiches?
The chicken sandwiches. Not the McChicken. No. I'm talking about like the spicy chicken that they got. Stop going to those locations.
But you know what?
The
McChicken used to slap. And they fucking purposely killed it because niggas was like, oh, I'll just get a McChicken. It's like, we have to destroy this fucking creation that we made. Because it's becoming too successful.
And that's the other thing, too. They had a whole... They had a formula, right? They had the double cheeseburgers. They had the McChickens. And people were buying those. And then what they do? They fucked it up. Because everybody didn't buy anything from the main menu anymore except Big Macs.
Correct.
And they stopped buying Big Macs because the Big Mac was like the cheapest primary burger on the menu. So they buy double cheeseburgers. And the problem is that if you know, if you are in certain areas, or even didn't matter, if you know there's homeless people, people are like, hey man, can I get can you give me a dollar? And the double cheeseburger was like $1.50. So they get double cheeseburgers. Yeah. You know? And so they stopped doing that shit. They raised the price of double cheeseburger. They raised the price of the McChickens. They started raising the price of everything. So the fries, still, I can eat them. The burgers, like the double cheeseburger, cool. I you know what? I will give them some credit when it comes to the quarter pounder with cheese.
The quarter pounder with cheese is fucking, the best burger that they have.
It is
the Royale good. With cheese.
I cannot agree. I cannot agree with the Big Mac being king because it ain't
it's
that not. Good.
It's dry as fuck. No.
But the
quarter pounder with cheese is the saving grace. Expensive as fuck, but
you actually don't know you Angus burger. Yeah, the Angus burger was good, but okay, you actually you know what the go ahead.
I gotta put it at D only because they're fucking breakfast smacks.
Oh nigga,
yo, he's not lying. The fucking steak bagel is back, and that shit.
He right. Yes,
the breakfast smack.
That steak and egg on a bagel, bro.
The egg McMuffin smacks. The hash brown smack. I'm sorry, the breakfast alone smacks. I give it a fucking D. I can raise it up from a D to make it a D.
Now, you know what I missed, and I wish they bring it back, and I would so bring this up to a C if possible. Mm. If they brought back the fucking snack wrap.
Word.
All the McGriddles, nice, yes. But if they brought back the snack wrap,
bro,
they used to have that.
They used to have that shit.
Whoa. I used to get that all the fucking time, and it used to be $1.25.
And that's exactly why it's dead.
Dead.
Yep. Yep. No, exactly.
And
you're right.
It was grilled chicken too. It wasn't crispy chicken.
Yep. It grilled and crispy chicken.
Bro. And then Burger King came out with a crispy chicken wrap and had Mary J. Blige singing and shit.
All right, so we're good with putting it out of D, right?
I'm D.
Anybody else?
Do it. Fucking do it. Do it!
D, man. D. D.
McDonald's D.
Breakfast alone saves it from being...
In the UK, they have a chicken Big Mac. Yes, they do, and I wish they fucking had it here. What? Oh, my God.
Oh yeah, I learned about this from their secret menu. It's called. You have to get it when breakfast is ending and lunch is starting. You can get the McBrunch burger.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure you've gotten it one time.
Gotten it? I've made one. Had the hash browns, put it in the burger, ruined my whole life because I had to do work the next hour and I didn't want to do it. I'm like. Like, nah, I'm good.
Okay, so this next one
goes out to the ladies.
It's called Nando's. Now what? I'm pretty sure none of you have had this before.
What is it called?
It's called Nando's.
Nando's? I've never heard of it.
Consult the Googles.
I will consult these Googles with thine hands.
It's a chicken joint.
This is the way.
It is an African chicken joint.
Ooh. Oh my goodness.
This is the way.
Oh, now we
have South African?
Yeah, it's South African. Yes. I know.
Those niggas aren't real Africans.
No, they're not real Africans.
I love how Sir Wednesday is. Whenever there's an African, he's like, they ain't real Africans. Like, he just goes off.
South Africa hasn't been real African in a long time. So this.
He's right.
Before the Germans got there.
you mean before the parlay?
Apartheid, you mean?
Apartheid.
The apartheid. Apartheid.
The goddamn colonizers.
But yeah, this place has flame grilled chicken.
Ooh. Oh my
God. With a nice I think they call it peri peri sauce.
Oh, peri peri sauce. Yeah.
Oh shit.
The chicken is literally like bright red. but it's good. It's so good.
I think I saw one.
And they have really nice sauces to complement the meal and stuff like that. I don't think it's S tier to me. It's very popular in the UK.
I bet
as well.
So give it a B.
Yeah. I wouldn't personally.
Say so is Injustice. Keep going.
I wouldn't personally give it an S tier. That's just me. I'd say I would give it an A, but I know majority of you have not had it.
Well, it's on your vote, so you put it at A. You put it at A.
Okay.
Do it.
I was trying to be fair.
Nah, you're the only one that had it. So.
Yeah, go for it, Ric Flair. Ric Flair.
The closest one that you can find is probably either Washington, D.C. or I think New York.
Right. Or Wakanda.
Okay. Or Wakanda.
That's how they should have stopped Namor. They would have like, Namor, come over here to Nando's. We will be fine.
Come over to Nando's.
We will cook your feast.
Exactly. We will cook you a feast. Panda Express.
See,
another badass racist fucking restaurant.
Maybe even D. I would say it's probably D.
I just say C.
Okay,
I'll put a C for that.
I just say C. I mean, I don't know why I'm doing C, but whatever.
C.
Panera bread.
A.
Hey. I just had some the other day. And I
Caesar?
Like,
don't tell me you have not had it.
No, right next to my motherfucker.
I was about to drive to your house and be like, bitch, what's fucking wrong with you? Stop eating your mom's food. Go out and try something different.
You know I'm spoiled as
fuck. I know. I agree. Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah. No, but no, I give it an A.
Okay.
Although everybody was panicking, like, what the fuck?
Papa John's.
F.
No, you relax, nigga. It's a C.
F.
You're bugging.
F.
C.
F.
C.
F.
I give
F.
it a D.
I'll give it a C. We'll go urinate.
I'll give it a D as well.
You said a D? D. Alright, so we're gonna go D.
D.
F.
Pizza. F. What? God damn, bro!
Yeah, he was quick with that shit.
He don't like no fast food pizza.
No. F.
Like, fuck this shit.
From what I remember of Pizza Hut, I'd give it a C.
Oh, God, no. They're not you what they used to be, though.
I said from what I remember, and I haven't had Pizza Hut in years, bro.
Well, they're trash.
A lot of people tell me, but from what I remember, from what I remember, Pizza Hut, listen, they came out with the fucking cheese crust pizza, thin crust. And they had the buttery crust, which is what I remember. Well, listen, I'm just going by what I remember. Yeah, plus they were the only pizza joint with a fucking salad bar, a full-on salad bar.
I said had.
You know what? Yeah.
I can't go off what they used to have. I can go off what they have now. And then what?
See, you've eaten it now. I stopped when they.
You
were
have
good.
Nelson, who worked at the motherfucker, and told us what they do at that bullshit.
Yeah, but that's at his because he there. But you know what? Pizza Hut. Yeah, he's right. Depending on the location, it still slaps.
Benefit.
I say a B as well.
I'm sorry, but
I'm nostalgic for Pizza Hut. It's the one thing that my household always had. If it wasn't a local pizzeria, it was Pizza Hut.
No doubt.
And I could have that sober.
I'm a D on that one, bro.
Alright, well, we're gonna put it as a B.
I give it a B.
I'll put that up next to
Pollo Loco.
Gus?
I said Pollo Hermanos.
So what do you say,
Pollo Loco. El Pollo Loco.
What do you say, Gus?
Gus, oh. It's not my chicken, so therefore I won't vote for it. Also, does it run a meth lab?
So they're a fast food chain that specializes in Mexican-style grilled chicken.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
ah.
But it's not bad, man, is it? It's not bad. It's really good.
It's not bad at all. I give it a B.
I could do B.
I give it a B.
I'm afraid I'm gonna have to give it an
A. I know, because you don't know it.
No ass don't. Listen, hold up. Before we continue,
he don't travel.
Hold up. Before you continue, we only got a couple more left. Yo ass need to start traveling.
I know. Believe me, I've been saying
West
this for
Coast,
years,
motherfucker. West Coast. You need to start traveling West Coast, nigga. San Diego Comic Con. Let's do it. Fuck it.
You don't know. Don't make a destination for something. Just go.
Yeah, but he got a bunch of costumes he gonna wear. So yeah, San Diego.
Yeah. Good luck getting tickets for that shit.
Yeah,
that's right. Shit. Tickets ain't yet.
Yeah, well, but it's done by fucking watch. It's gonna be just like Repop. That shit they're just as bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, Popeye's chicken.
Yeah, nigga.
I mean, I give him a B.
B, my ass.
Yeah. Their chicken, great, yeah. I give it to them. Some of their sides, like their mashed potatoes and gravy, great.
Okay, hold up. Their mashed potatoes without the gravy slaps.
I'm still giving it a B.
Okay.
Yo, man, everything was fine until the Aunt Jemima's niece showed up bragging and shit, talking about, oh, Lord, you got to try my chicken.
They do have the best chicken sandwich in the fuck, like, around, though. As a fast food. Let's be real about it. Let's hold up.
I'm going to be real because Checkers has the best chicken sandwich than them. I'm sorry.
Hold on. If it wasn't for Popeyes coming out with the chicken sandwich, let's just be real about it. Putting all these I'm just going to say this. You remember when KFC had the Snackers?
Remember?
They had the chicken game. They had the chicken sandwich game on lock. Know what they did? Got rid of them, right?
Yes, they did.
Popeyes come out with a chicken sandwich, and then if you see how much Popeyes chicken sandwich made a fucking nationwide fucking thing where motherfuckers
Killed each other for it.
Like where they ran out of the fucking shit, and then look what happened.
Killed each other for it.
No. Just that. Look what happened. Fucking Popeyes was chicken sandwich was so good and so popularized, and people wanted it to the point where every fucking fast food, half of the motherfuckers on this list made what? Their chicken sandwiches better. They had to change their chicken sandwiches just so motherfuckers start buying them. If you look at what the Popeyes did, if it wasn't for them, half of these motherfuckers wouldn't have their chicken sandwiches looking, tasting the way they taste now.
I mean, honestly, the only one who hasn't changed their recipe is Checkers because they're still fucking good.
Right. They haven't. Because you know why? Because they kept the same recipe. Everybody else had to change the fuck up because Popeyes became king of chicken sandwiches.
Yo, even Wingstop made chicken sandwiches.
Exactly.
Why? I can't believe they did that shit.
Popeyes said so.
It's true though, bro.
It's true. No, I got you. I agree. I got you. But I'm putting Popeyes at B.
If not S tier, A tier. I'm sorry. Because if it wasn't for them, these motherfuckers wouldn't be doing chicken sandwiches like
yeah.
Even McDonald's and Burger King had to step up their chicken game.
Their new chicken sandwich still sucks, McDonald's. But anyway. Burger King
sucks ass.
Yes, it does. They can't do anything right. Mm. But only reason why I say B, only reason why I give McDonald's, wow, Popeye's B is because their fries are nice and flavorful, but they are so soggy every time. Yes, they are, and they're terrible when they're cold. And the biscuit.
Oh, come on, bro.
You want some biscuits?
Bro,
you want some
biscuits? Their biscuits are tasty, but just like that video say. I understand their biscuits slap, but you will not survive if you don't have anything to drink. I'm telling you.
Or have that, you put some jelly in the middle of that motherfucker. Shit.
And you have to have them hot and fresh right then and there. You can't wait till you go home to eat them. You got to eat them biscuits right then and there.
Also, too, their Thanksgiving turkeys, chicken.
I be eating a whole box. God damn.
Their Thanksgiving chickens that they do.
Amazing. Who? Popeyes?
Popeyes.
Oh, yeah. I did it.
They came turkeys. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. A tier, bro.
You know what? You just reminded me of their Cajun turkey that they do for Thanksgiving, and that shit is really fucking good. So yeah. You always say that.
You know what's funny? I had it. I went out with my lady, and then the guys were like, "Oh, we got some," but we were over in Queens, and it was cold as fuck already. And I'm like, "Do I feel like paying another $50 to hold this cold ass turkey on this cold ass day, like a cold ass motherfucker?" And then when I got home and I realized that was the last one, I said, "Shit, I was a jive turkey. I should have just bought it."
Yeah. All right, next,
Padoba. S tier. Easy S. Easy S.
I say A, but yeah. Okay. I'll go with you guys. I just say A, but I mean, I wouldn't give them all of that shit, but
see, reason why? What
a lot of that shit is super fresh and flavorful. So, okay.
What Chipotle don't do, Cordoba does.
That's correct. They got breakfast.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Cordoba has breakfast?
I didn't know that.
Charisse S tier.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that shit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, chorizo and eggs. Oh, that should be fire.
Oh, also too, Cordoba, if you get a burrito, get a brisket burrito, it's fucking amazing.
With the I got a Cordoba like literally a minute down the road from my house. So.
Yeah, the queso and the spicy queso, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because what's her name just started having the fucking what's that shit? The fucking queso cheese.
Queso burrito?
What's that place called? What's the other fucking place? Chipotle. They just started having that the fucking cheese there, the queso cheese. But fucking Cordoba's been having it for a while now.
The cheese cheese? Yeah, they got
the cheese cheese.
The cheese cheese?
Quiznos.
Rest in peace, Quiznos. And because it's not here anymore.
A.
I say S. It's not here anymore.
I say B. S. No. I say B.
Because you spent $10 for a sandwich with no side. Fuck out of here.
True. I say B then. Fuck B. A.
B.
B. You do spend $10 for a fucking sandwich. Fuck that.
But they were good though.
But not good enough for $10. Fuck out of here.
Nope. Sbarro.
Fucking D.
Ouch. Why? Because it's mall food?
Fucking no. Because it's terrible
pizza. I mean, they're about they're about as close as you can get to. Thank
damn. He said F.
I'm okay with F.
That garlic knots are not bad.
Yeah, that's been sitting there for like 8 days.
At that point, they're garlic rocks.
Shit. Yeah, they're rocks. All right, fuck it. F. Fuck it. All right. Shake Shack. S.
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 Mm. Oh, it's majority rules. But what would you pick?
I was gonna put A. Only reason why I was gonna put A is because, one, a lot of stuff that Shake Shack has is copied from Harlem Shake, and Harlem Shake's been around for damn near more than a decade.
So you know what's funny? Harlem Shake's not on here.
I know. I'm just saying.
I know, I got you.
But it's so if you look at Harlem Shake and you go, like if you look at the menu at Harlem Shake, it's the same thing that Shake Shack has, but a little bit different. The only thing different is that they have a Harlem Shake, they have a jerk chicken sandwich. At Shake Shack, they have like a hibiscus chicken sandwich. So there's a little difference.
Hibiscus?
What's that spicy pepper? Her
habanero?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay,
that's the difference.
Okay, all right. Starbucks coffee.
Ooh,
too rich for my blood.
No, nah.
Yeah, I know that for sure.
Bean, I used to work there.
$10 for her coffee.
Memories.
It's a B.
Because.
Yes, Steak and Shake beats all of them motherfuckers, cause they make their burgers out of fucking steak.
God,
Starbucks is an F.
Why?
I've never been. Why is Starbucks an F?
When okay, they used to do their freaking pastries, they were great, but now they're all dried fucking freeze-dried pieces of shit. And then you spend $9 for a burnt-ass coffee. That's why they're F.
Yeah, actually, you spend more than $9 on the burnt-ass coffee.
That's right. You spend $15 a house payment and a partridge.
Where's Dunkin'? Dunkin' is...
Dunkin's on D.
Dunkin's D.
They burn in hell for all eternity.
The only... Put it under that. We'll put it on E. We'll put Starbucks on E. The only two things that I like from their breakfast sandwich is not bad, but it's not great. The only thing that I like there is the caramel apple spice drink and the lemon loaf. That's it. Nothing that makes me want to put it up to anything past like a D. Have you had Starbucks before, Sokka?
Oh, I have. And
so what would you...
I keep that shit... I mean, to a minimum. But honestly, I'd probably give that a... I guess I'd give it an F because, you know, it's not really my bag.
Ooh,
you know
shit, saying? Okay. So two Fs, two Es... And one A? Roundhouse? You said A?
I said B.
Okay. So we got two Fs and two Es. So. Okay. Me and you. Me and you, Sokka. Rock, paper, scissors. Ready?
Let's go.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I beat you.
Damn, you win. You got it.
So an E. Okay.
So be it.
F, Subway.
Fucking F.
I fucking hate this place.
Yeah, laxative way. Fuck all that.
Yeah.
They make your ass move like you went to the subway. You're fucking bowel movement. No meat, having ass. Bread ain't fucking fresh ass. You know what they should
have? He said, don't even put it on the list. Fuck out of here.
That's a blasphemy. We got fucking bitch ass subway with no blimpies. Kiss my dick.
I've noticed that too. There's no blimpies. Who the fuck made this list?
A savage.
Yeah. Okay, Taco Bell.
See?
See?
Muy si.
Si!
Taco Bell, C.
I can deal with C.
So the delivery, so I got my food. She literally did not, like, drop it at my door. She dropped it on the second floor.
Drop it at my door. So,
what tip should I give her? $0?
Tell her to look both ways before crossing the street.
There you go. That's a nice tip. That's a nice tip. Next one. Wendy's.
Wendy's is A. It used to be S, but it's A.
Wendy's is an A. Their fries got better. Their chicken sandwiches are on point. Their burgers slap. And they got really good fucking salads. They got baked potatoes.
Hold up. They've always had good salads.
Oh, I know.
And they've
I'm counting them.
And the chili has always been good.
Of course. And they have really good ass baked potatoes. And they're the only fast food joint that had a salad bar back in the day.
Hey now.
So I'll go with A. Yeah.
No, she did not deliver my food.
So. Don't even want to walk up your stairs.
I don't even want to just say it. You ain't delivering food. You're delivering love.
No, he not.
Brotherly love. Not like that.
What up those stairs?
What tip should I give her?
What the hell? I already told you what I said. It's my story and I'm sticking to it.
A dollar? Two? Nothing?
The last three. I'm trying to pass out. I'm getting tired.
Dipped the nuggets? Yeah. I did, bro.
In cheese? Yes.
I've actually dipped my fries in the Frosty, and that shit is so good. Mm. Whataburger.
Oh yeah, A plus.
S tier
right there.
I say A, but okay. You guys say S.
Should I keep?
Fuck your White Castle.
I was wondering when that was going to pop up.
Hey, whether hey. I'm drunk, high, or sober, that'll always be an A for me.
Yeah, that's an A, bro.
You never had White Castle, nigga?
He's a fucking liar.
That's a lie.
He's a goddamn lie.
Yo.
He's a fucking lie and a half. It
is the only fast food place that still cooks their burgers the same fucking way and never changes.
I don't even know what this says.
He's talking about Whataburger.
Oh, Whataburger.
Oh, Whataburger. God, you slowing up, dude. Okay. What? Well, you can only find Whataburger in Texas and in like New Mexico, so.
Well.
And like in the Midwest region. I don't know what this one is. White man is better.
I mean,
all right, well, since I don't know what this one is, this is our ultimate food, fast food tier list. Ladies and germs, if you disagree, well, put it in the comments below and tell us. What is your favorite fast food joint?
You'll find out.
And also, if you disagree with... if you guys have any places that are not on this list, post them up.
Yo.
And tell us where they are. We'll go check it out.
Yo, my food smells like a fucking Black-A-Mile.
Bro, like,
really? What the fuck?
Seriously.
The whole bag.
I disagree with everything. Shut up, bro. Go back to work. Anyway. So yeah, that was that. This shit made me mad hungry.
And the pizza I ate gave me mad itis. So one of you gentlemen, take us out. I'm about to go pass out. I love you.
You go ahead.
You go ahead. It's time to go.
All right. So
one love, bro. One love.
Anybody want to take us out?
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for True Story, Bro. If you like to follow us on our Instagram, which is Official True Story Bro, on IG. Follow us on our Twitter, which is Official _ TSBP. And follow us on our Twitch, which is twitch.tv official/Official True Story Bro. And follow me on my Twitch whenever I decide to fucking stream again. Twitch.tv here, Run House 84.
I'll take over this one real quick.
Yeah.
And you can follow me, and you can follow Man Has No Nickname and Crimson Adams on our IG, which is the Saturday Night Nightmare IG at Saturday Night Nightmare. Also, what did this fool say?
Beat Roundhouse
Live. Beat Roundhouse Live. Also, you can catch us on Sister Channel, which is at youtube.com/@SaturdayNightNightmare. And please subscribe there because we are trying to grow our followers on there as well. And also, as I said earlier, go to drinkwildbills.com and put down the code TrueStoryBro. Get yourselves 10% off on all items that they have there. No bull, just bills. Also, the merch store. Don't forget. You can go there and actually support us with that as well. With that down there, you'll see that. And that's it.
Don't be bitches. Make us famous.
See you guys next time.
Good night. Peace. Good night. Good night. Bye. Bye.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Bye.
I'm gonna eat this fucking food though. It smells like black and mouth.